The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Abramchik, Poisek at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's daf is Maseches Brachos, daf Mem Tes. The Gemara discusses, at the end of Amud Aleph, the beginning of Amud Beis, the halachas of reciting Me'ein Hama'ura in Birchas Hamazon, to mention the day, whether it be Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, during benching. On Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Rav Idi Bar Oven says in the name of Rav Amram, who says in the name of Rav Nachman, who says in the name of Shmuel, Tov lehizkir shel Rosh Chodesh b'tfilah, if somebody would forget to say Ya'aleh v'yavoy in davening on Rosh Chodesh, machzirin oisei, we would have him repeat the Shemayin Esrei. But Birkas Hamazoin, if you would forget Ya'aleh v'yavoy on Rosh Chodesh in benching, ein machzirin oisei, we would not have him repeat the Shemayin Esrei. So Rav Idi Bar Oven, who said this in the name of Rav Amram, in the name of Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, turned to Rav Amram and asked him, after he repeated it from Rav Amram, Maishno Tfilo u Maishno Birchas Hamazon? Why would Tfilo be different than Birchas Hamazon? And Rav Amram said he had the same kasha, She'il Taylor Rav Nachman, I asked Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman told me in the name of Shmuel, Tamar Shmuel, Lashmi'ali, I didn't hear an explanation to this halacha. Elenechzi, let us see. Tfilo de Choyvehi, Machzira Noisai. Tfilo on Rosh Chodesh, which one must say, one must daven on Rosh Chodesh. If he would forget to say Ya'aleh v'yavoy, he has to daven with Ya'aleh v'yavoy. So if he would forget to say it, he repeats the Shemayin Esrei. Birchas Mezoina, however, benching, the Iboi Ochel, Iboi Lo Yochel, if he would like to skip eating on Rosh Chodesh, he would be allowed. Ein Machzirin Oisai, he does not have to repeat benching, because he was not required to put himself into a position that he should have to bench. Now, obviously, one may not fast on Rosh Chodesh, as Tosfos points out, and the Rishonim point out. We are not allowing somebody to fast on Rosh Chodesh, but a person can eat things on Rosh Chodesh without requiring benching. He does not have to wash and eat enough bread to require benching. So the Gemara goes on to confirm this halacha, Elamayata, according to what we just said, Shabbosos v'yamim tovim, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, d'loy sagi d'loy ochel, that it is not enough for somebody not to eat a suda. In other words, a person does have to eat a suda. Hachinami de'itoi hodar, is it true that if he would forget Ritzei or Ya'aleh v'yavoy, he would have to repeat benching? Amar lei in, and the Gemara answers, yes, it is true. And the Gemara quotes from Rav Shila Amar Rav, that if somebody would forget Ritzei or Ya'aleh v'yavoy and benching on Shabbos or Yom Tov, he would go back to the beginning. The Gemara reminds us, Va'omer Avuna Amar Rav, of the memory we said earlier in the Amud, which is that if somebody forgets Ritzei Ya'aleh v'yavoy, he does not have to repeat the Shemayin Esrei. It would suffice for him to stick in a bracha, to insert the bracha Baruch Shenosan Shabbosos Lemenucha, or Baruch Shenosan Vayom Tov, or Rosh Chodesh. People stick in a bracha after Boinei Yerushalayim. So Gemara explains that if one did not yet start Hatoiv V'Hameitiv, he inserts the bracha of Baruch Shenosan. However, if one did begin Hatoiv V'Hameitiv, then he goes back to the beginning. The Taz in Simen Kuf Pei Ches and other Achronim as well mention that if somebody would forget the Nusach HaBrocha, he doesn't have a bencher in front of him that has the Nusach HaBrocha of Asher Nosa and Shabbosos, then he also would have to repeat the Shemayin Esrei even if he did not begin yet HaTov HaMeitiv. So if somebody's benching and he said Boinei Yerushalayim and then he realizes that he forgot Ritzei or Ya'aleh v'yavoy and he does not know the Nusach of Asher Nosa, he would have to repeat benching. If he remembers the beginning of the bracha Asher Nosan Shabbosos, and he remembers the end of the bracha Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos, even if he does not remember the middle, that would suffice that he would not have to repeat the Shemayin Esrei so long as he did not begin Hatoiv V'Hameitiv. So what we see clearly in our Gemara is that the halacha of having to repeat the benching or not having to repeat the benching depends on whether or not a person had to eat a suda. If a person must eat that suda, and if he gets Ritzeo Yalu Abiyavai, then he will repeat the benching. If he did not have to eat that suda, then he will not repeat benching when he forgets Ritzeo Yalu Abiyavai. I'd like to go through a few scenarios besides the scenarios of the Gemara of Rosh Chodesh, that the Gemara says one does not have to eat, and Shabbos and Yom Tov, that the Gemara says one does have to eat, of scenarios or situations that are unique, or that there's a machlokes whether or not one would have to eat, and whether or not one would have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. I'd like to begin with talking about Rosh Hashanah. In Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin, the Poskim mention a view that there's a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Now, although we don't fast on Rosh Hashanah, we are very careful not to fast on Rosh Hashanah, in our situation of benching, where it's a Safek Brachas, and we have a Klal Safek Brachas Lahokel, if one were to forget Ya'aleh V'yavai on Rosh Hashanah, perhaps we can say that since there is a mitzvah to fast according to one opinion, so he certainly did not have to eat, he's not required to eat a suda, so perhaps he would not repeat benching if he forgot Ya'aleh V'yavai on Rosh Hashanah. And that indeed is the view of the Magen Avraham and Siman Kuf Pei Ches. However, halacha l'maisa, Mishneh Berurah quotes from an Eliyahu Rabba, that even Rosh Hashanah, if somebody forgets benching, he should repeat, if he forgets Ya'aleh V'yavai during benching, he should repeat the benching. The second scenario that I'd like to discuss is Yom Kippur. There's a known halacha, the Machaber mentions it in Siman Tov Reish Yud Ches and Sif Yud, that if a chayla would eat on Yom Kippur, a chayla that eats on Yom Kippur when he benches says Ya'aleh V'yavai. The Mata Ephraim adds that also a Yeledes that just had a baby that eats, or young children that eat, when they bench on Yom Kippur, they mention Ya'aleh V'yavai. However, nonetheless, if somebody was benching on Yom Kippur and forgot Ya'aleh V'yavai, then he would not repeat the benching. And the Mishneh Berurah takes it a step further, that even if one would remember after Uvnei Yerushalayim, before he began Atayv HaMeitiv, that normally the halacha is to insert a bracha of Asher Nosan, on Yom Kippur one would not insert that bracha. The third scenario that I'd like to discuss is when Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos. The Gemara mentions that Rosh Chodesh, one does not have to repeat benching if he forgot Ya'aleh V'yavai, because one does not have to eat a Seuda on Rosh Chodesh. On Shabbos, if someone forgot Ritzei, one does have to repeat the benching. When Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, the individual has to make a Seuda. He has to eat a Seuda. But the reason he has to eat the Seuda is not because of Rosh Chodesh, it's because of Shabbos. So if somebody was benching on Rosh Chodesh that was Shabbos, and he remembered Ritzei, but forgot Ya'aleh V'yavai, would he have to repeat benching or not? The Rashba, and the same view is quoted in the Torah, in the name of his brother Rabbeinu Yechiel, says that since a person is required to eat on Shabbos, so when Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, if he forgot Ya'aleh V'yavai, he would repeat the benching. The Torah brings a raya to this halacha from Siman Tov Reish Chav Gimel, that there the halacha is, when somebody says Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, which happens to be Shabbos, even though Ne'ilah is not a tefillah from Shabbos, it's only a tefillah of Yom Kippur, we still mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah, even though Shabbos is not chayiv in Ne'ilah. And thus, this view of the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yechiel is so too, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, if somebody forgets Ya'aleh V'yavai, they would repeat the benching, even though it's not because of Rosh Chodesh that we have to eat. However, the Torah quotes B'Shem Rav Rav Yosef, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that one would not repeat benching if he forgot Ya'aleh V'yavai on Shabbos. The Taz explains that even though the Tor brought a raya from the Elah, that says the Taz, even by Ne'ilah, if somebody would forget to mention Shabbos and Ne'ilah, he wouldn't repeat Ne'ilah. Yes, L'katchila, when we say Ne'ilah, we mention Shabbos. But if we would forget, he would not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. However, the Mogen Avraham, in Simen Tov Reish Chav Gimel, says that if we forget Shabbos during Ne'ilah, we do repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So what does the Mogen Avraham do with the Raya of the Tor from Ne'ilah that says that we would repeat Shemoneh Esrei? It would seem from there that so too here, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, if somebody forgot Yalla V'Yovoy, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, he should have to repeat benching. So the Mogen Avraham explains that Shabbos, there is a takono that if somebody doesn't mention Shabbos during davening, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. There may not be a takona of Ne'ilah, but there is an existing takona that if somebody forgets Shabbos during Shemoneh Esrei, he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So that halacha is true, and Yom Kippur, that halacha is stretched to Ne'ilah. However, Rosh Chodesh, there is no halacha that if somebody forgets Ya'alav Yovai in benching on Rosh Chodesh, he would ever have to repeat benching. Since there is no halacha on the regular Rosh Chodesh of any benching that a person would have to repeat, so for the case, the occasional case of Rosh Chodesh that is Shabbos, the lashon of the Torah is ahu porta, that not so frequent case, they weren't mesaken that one should repeat the benching. The final case that I want to talk about is Seuda Shlishis. In Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mechaber mentions four shittos about what one must eat in order to be yotze the halacha of Seuda Shlishis. The first view is that a person would have to wash and eat bread. The second view, the Mechaber mentions, is that it would be enough with grain, with mezonos, not bread. A third view, that maybe even things like meat and fish. And the final view is that even peiros is enough to be yotze Seuda Shlishis. The Mechaber says that the Iker is the first view, the view that one must wash for Seuda Shlishis. So going with the rule that we mentioned, that if somebody has to wash and eat a Seuda, if he forgets to say Ritzeh, he would have to bench, it would seem that if somebody forgets Ritzeh by the third Seuda on Shabbos, he would have to repeat the benching, because we said that the Mechaber paskins that one must wash for the third Seuda of Shabbos. Nonetheless, here in Siman Kuf Pei Ches, in the halachas of repeating benching, the Torah mentions again from his brother Rabbeinu Yechiel that it's not so poshut. Because since it's a machloikis rishonim, and this machloikis is mentioned in Tosfos here on Amid Beis and Memtes Amid Beis, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, one would not have to eat a seuda with washing and benching for seuda shlishis. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, one would not repeat benching if he forgets Ritzeh. According to the other Rishonim that one must wash, he would repeat benching. So even though the Mechaber in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph paskins l'chumra that one must wash for Seuda Shlishis, nonetheless, here in Hilchos Brachos, where Safik Brachos l'Hokel, the Mechaber says one must not repeat benching if he forgot Ritzeh during Seuda Shlishis. What seems obvious from all the poskim that are discussing Seuda Shlishis, that the second Seuda of Shabbos, the morning Seuda, which is the second Seuda, right? We have one Seuda at night, and we have another Seuda in the morning, and then the afternoon is Seuda Shlishis. So in the morning Seuda, it would seem clear that all the poskim agree that the only way to be yotze the second Seuda would be while washing and benching. And the Mogen Avraham, indeed, in Siman Kuf Samaches, Katan Tezayin, proves from our halacha that one must wash Shabbos morning and be yotze the Seuda, the second Seuda of Shabbos, with washing and benching. However, there is still room to ponder this halacha. For in Siman Reish Ches, Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber mentions that we all know that when somebody says Ala Michya on Shabbos, so in the Ala Michya we'll say, Ritzeh v'achliteinu v'yom ha-Shabbos hazeh. So if we also say Ritzei, we mention Shabbos in Ala Michya, perhaps the only proof we have from our Gemara, from our Paiskim, about what is required Shabbos morning, is perhaps I'm required to eat something that would require an Ala Michya. How do we know that one is required Shabbos morning to eat something that would require benching? Perhaps he would only have to make an Ala Michya with the Ritzei, and indeed if he would forget the Ritzei in the Ala Michya Shabbos morning, he would have to repeat the Ala Michya. And that's what the Gemara is talking about, that if he would forget to mention Shabbos in his Bracha Achroina, he would have to repeat the Bracha Achroina. How do we know that it means washing? The Magen Avraham in Kuf Samaches, where he brings the Raya from us, from our Sugya, that one must wash Shabbos morning, mentions that you should look in the Torah and Siman Reish Ches. The Magen Avraham mentions to look in the Torah and Siman Reish Ches, and in the Torah and Siman Reish Ches, there are many shitas whether or not one has to mention Ritzei in Ala Michya. Now obviously, if one does not have to mention Ritzei in Ala Michya, then our Gemara has to be talking about benching, and we would have a proof from our Gemara, from our halachas, that one must wash Shabbos morning. But if you would take the view of the Rishonim that a person does have to say Ritzei in Ala Michya, it would not be a proof. Now the Nafkamina, besides the obvious Nafkamina, whether or not one must wash Shabbos morning, we all wash Shabbos morning, but the practical Nafkamina would be in the following case. If somebody is Shabbos morning at a Kiddush, and at the Kiddush, in order to be Yotze Kiddush B'Mokam Su'uda, so after he makes Kiddush, he eats, he makes sure to eat Mezoinus enough to be Yotze Kiddush B'Mokam Su'uda, and he makes the Ala Mechi with Ritzei properly, and now he comes home to eat what he would consider his second Su'uda for Shabbos, the morning Su'uda, not his third Su'uda, he's considering it his second Su'uda. However, if there is a view that Shabbos morning, a person can be yoytzer the Seuda with just mezaynus ala mechia, then technically speaking, this individual already was yoytzer his second Seuda of Shabbos in shul by the Kiddush. So when he comes home and eats what he considers his second Seuda in Shabbos, he's indeed eating his third Seuda in Shabbos. And if he would forget Ritzei during his third Seuda in Shabbos, we know that during Seuda Shlisha, somebody forgets to say, we mentioned earlier, one does not repeat benching. So during what we now consider the second Seuda of Shabbos, the morning Seuda, which may indeed be the third Seuda if you were Yotze with the Kiddush Mezoinus, if he would forget to say, he would not repeat Shemayin Esrei. However, if one is not Yotze the morning Seuda with Mezoinus Al Mechia, then now when he's eating his Suda with his Cholent, and this is when he's eating his second Suda, if he were to forget Ritzei, he would repeat benching. So if somebody forgets Ritzei by this Suda, what should he do? The Stibler in Kilos Yaakov, Simen Tez Zayin, says perhaps this is Fek Sveka. Because even though we mentioned that by Suda Shlishas one does not repeat benching if he forgets Ritzei, we also mentioned really there could be a Machlekes Rishonim about this. There are Rishonim that say even to the Shlichas a person would repeat benching if he forgot Ritzei. So in a situation like this, perhaps we could say there's a sex fake, a suffix, if this is the second Suda or the third Suda, because we don't know if we were already Yotza a Suda in the morning. And even if this is the third Suda, there's a suffix, maybe I should repeat the benching anyway. Nonetheless, the Stipler, because it's such a Chomer Dekeshayla, recommends that one washes again if he forgets Ritzei, eats a little more, and then benches again, and is yoytze with the benching all the eating. In Shmir Shabbos Gelchosa, Perik Nenzayin, Ha'or Lamed Beis, quotes B'Semer Shleim Zalman Urbach Zatzal, that even though there could be a question whether or not one is yoytze, the Seuda in the morning with Mezoinus, that question would only be if a person wanted to be yoytze the Seuda in the morning with Mezoinus. In most scenarios, in most cases, when a person is just going to the Kiddush and has no intention of being Yotze the Seuda, with that Mezoinus, Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskind, that one does not get involved in the shayla. He is not yotzei the morning seuda, and when he comes home, he's eating the regular second seuda. And if he forgets ritzei during that seuda, of course he would repeat the benching.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shayla, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.